Falun Dafa practitioners in Los Angeles hold candlelight vigil to condemn persecution. On the evening of July 19, nearly 300 Falun Gong practitioners in Los Angeles held a candlelight vigil in front of the Chinese consulate, as part of a series of candlelight vigils held around the world to condemn the persecution of the faith group in China. Starting on July 20, 1999, the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, has lasted for 26 years. Falun Dafa belongs to China's heritage of disciplines and religions that combine meditation and slow-moving exercises with spiritual teachings and emphasizes the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The crowd held several banners in front of the consulate that said, "Falun Dafa is good. The world needs truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Disintegrate the CCP. Stop the persecution. 26th anniversary of Falun Gong's peaceful and rational resistance to the persecution," and immediately release the detained Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong practitioners dressed in matching yellow shirts were divided into several groups and sat quietly around the consulate. Late into the evening, they held candles in their hands and signboards of those persecuted to death over the years to the sound of soft music. Harsh persecution. Among those present at the event, some personally experienced persecution in China, and some have relatives or friends who are currently suffering from persecution. After Wang Fengqin, from Weifang, started practicing Falun Gong in 1997, she said her stomach problems, back pain, hemorrhoids, and other discomforts disappeared. "I am very grateful to Falun Dafa. I am even more grateful to Master for teaching me the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, to be a good person. From then on, my life is full of hope," she said. But the persecution that began in 1999 brought a devastating blow to her family. In an attempt to force her to give up her practice of Falun Gong, authorities cut off the water and electricity to her family's cardboard processing factory, which was forced to shut down, and more than 20 workers lost their jobs. China's constitution guarantees freedom of religion, expression, assembly, and protest. In order to seek justice, Wang went to Beijing to appeal, but was detained by police under the direction of the CCP and illegally sentenced to forced labor, where she endured various tortures and long hours of labor. In June 2022, she and more than 40 Falun Gong practitioners from her hometown were again taken to a brainwashing class by the regime. She went on a hunger strike in protest until her life was in danger before she was released and returned home. "I am saying this today to expose the evil nature of the CCP and to tell more people. The CCP does not represent China. It is an evil regime maintained by lies and violence. It is a demon that endangers China and even the world," said Wang Fengqin. At the rally that evening, another Falun Gong practitioner from Los Angeles, Ms. Wu, who only used her surname, also called for the rescue of her fellow practitioners from her hometown, demanding the immediate release of Falun Gong practitioner Zhou Zixian from Hengyang City, Hunan Province, and 10 other Falun Gong practitioners who were illegally detained. Zhou Zixian, nearly 70 years old, a retired employee of the Hengyang Petroleum Company, began to practice Falun Gong in 1997 and found happiness and health in life. 2 years later, the CCP launched the persecution. In order to speak for justice, he went to Beijing to appeal three times, hoping to use his own experience to tell the government about Falun Dafa and urge the CCP would stop persecuting good people. However, he was forced to serve 1.5 years of re-education through labor and 6 years in prison. At the end of March 2024, Zhou Zixian was illegally abducted again by police, and his residence was also illegally searched. During his years of imprisonment, Zhou Zixian was subjected to various tortures such as hanging and handcuffing, handcuffing behind his back, beatings, brutal force-feeding, electric shocks, and solitary confinement for 2 consecutive months. To prevent him from practicing Falun Gong at night, the prison guards often handcuffed him to the iron door at night and did not allow him to sleep. During the day, they also made him do extremely physically demanding and humiliating activities. In the summer, they forced him to crawl on the hot concrete floor with his bare hands, causing large blisters on his palms. Investigations by human rights groups have found that the Chinese Communist Party has committed more than 100 types of torture and even live organ harvesting against Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong spokesperson calls for end to persecution. Wu Ingyan, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association of Los Angeles and professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, said in a speech at the July 19 event that the CCP has persecuted Falun Gong practitioners very savagely and cruelly over the past 26 years. In the first half of this year, Minghui.org, a U.S.-based website founded by Falun Gong practitioners to document the persecution, recorded that 76 Falun Gong practitioners were persecuted to death, 430 Falun Gong practitioners were illegally sentenced, and two spent more than 10 years in prison. In the past 26 years, at least 5,231 Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted to death. Falun Gong's peaceful, rational, and non-violent anti-persecution efforts over the past 26 years are obvious to all. Moreover, Falun Gong requires people to conduct themselves in society according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, which is very beneficial to society, Wu Ingyan said. Wu Ingyan said that he has recently seen more and more countries stand up against the persecution, and the U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Falun Gong Protection Act. I think this persecution will not continue, he said. Wu Ingyan said that the people of mainland China already know the evil of the CCP and the persecution of Falun Gong. People know that if the cruel crimes such as organ harvesting are not stopped, they will also affect ordinary people. Therefore, more people will stand up to oppose the persecution. According to statistics from the Quitting the CCP website, as of now, nearly 450 million Chinese have declared their withdrawal from all CCP organizations. In the international community, the number of signatures for a petition to end the CCP has exceeded 4.9 million. We call on the international community to continue to pay attention to the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party and help stop the persecution, Wu Ingyan said. He also called on people from all walks of life to write letters to their congressmen in their constituencies, asking members of both parties to jointly support a bill to stop the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong. Freedom of belief. After hearing about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in mainland China at the rally that evening, democracy activists and Taiwanese community leaders in the United States who were at the rally also condemned the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Liu Yingquan, chairman of the China Social Democratic Party, said in a speech that Falun Dafa is a set of exercises that can effectively help people improve their morals and health. It was once widely spread in China and benefits the Chinese people and humankind. However, the CCP brutally suppressed this group in order to maintain its one-party dictatorship. This is a crime of genocide, and we must condemn this crime, Liu said. Liu Yingquan said that he saw that the movement to quit the CCP initiated by Falun Gong practitioners in recent years is very important for changing the current situation in China and improving the moral standards of the Chinese people. He said that CCP officials with a conscience have also seen the harm brought to people by the persecution of Falun Gong, and therefore have begun to awaken. Many politicians in the international community have also more firmly supported Falun Gong practitioners. I feel that with the support of democratic governments around the world, the support of people who love peace and freedom around the world, and more awakened Chinese people standing up, I believe that Falun Gong practitioners will definitely have the opportunity to practice freely in China, Liu said. Ken Wu, vice president of the Los Angeles branch of the Taiwanese Public Affairs Council, said in a speech that freedom of belief is very important. Falun Gong can flourish in Taiwan today because the Taiwanese people have a democratic system that upholds freedom of belief. He called on more people to stand up and support Falun Gong in its fight for freedom of belief. Otherwise, we are likely to become the next target of oppression. The next target may be Christians, and the next target may be Taiwan, or even the United States. In May this year, the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed the Falun Gong Protection Act, requiring the United States to take action to stop the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Li Youfu, president of the Southwest Falun Dafa Association, pointed out in a speech that night that as time goes by, the crimes of the CCP are becoming fully exposed. All people with a conscience will join hands to stop this evil behavior, he said. We once again call on all Chinese people to join the people of the world in disintegrating the CCP and ending its tyranny to stop its persecution of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Sean Ma contributed to this report.